I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, August 18. Coming up, government partners with local entity to revolutionize agriculture sector through drone technology. Public schools record improvements in CSEC examinations. And Road Safety Unit reiterates call for taxi operators to desist from transporting children in the trunk of their motor cars. The details after the break.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are e-learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.
Now the news. The government is collaborating with local company DNC Drones to revolutionize the agriculture sector through the introduction of drone technology. Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson, says the equipment is effective in assessing damage following natural disasters such as a flood or hurricane and will better assist farmers to put measures in place to boost crop yield.
With the drone, we are able to go over and identify all the crops, all the animals that have been lost, and bring back the picture within a day. So with the technology, we are looking to see if we can bolster agriculture. And I think the drone is going to make a big difference as far as us moving forward in agriculture.
Mr. Hutchinson says the drones can also give a better picture as to crop production, identifying areas that might need irrigation, and plants that may be lacking in nutrients. In the meantime, Minister Without Portfolio in the Agriculture Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says plans are far advanced for the use of drones to combat Prader larceny. Mr. Hutchinson says the unmanned aerial vehicles will be equipped with technology to locate stolen animals.
Prader larceny hampers just about every farmer in this country.
Mr. Hutchinson was addressing farmers and other stakeholders recently at a demonstration session in Low River, Trelawney. Other drone demonstration sessions will be carried out across the island. The Ministry of Education is reporting that based on a preliminary review of the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC results, candidates from public schools recorded improvements in 13 of the 35 subjects. Of the 34,486 candidates who sat the exams, 29,406 obtained passes ranging from grades 1 to 3, reflecting an overall pass rate of 85.2%. Some 71.2% of the candidates who sat English language recorded passes. This was a 6.2% increase over last year. The highest percentage increase, 12.3%, was recorded in biology. Improvements were also recorded in the average pass rates for human and social biology, as well as physics. However, there was a 3.2% decrease in mathematics, an 11.9% decline in integrated science, and a 3.4% reduction in chemistry when compared with results from 2015. Agricultural science, principles of business, physical education, and sport reflected average pass rates of more than 90%. Males achieved higher percentage passes than females in biology and chemistry. And Director of the Road Safety Unit, RSU, in the Ministry of Transport and Mining, Canute Hare, is urging taxi operators who transport children in the trunk of their motor cars to desist from the practice or face prosecution. Mr. Hare is warning that as the new school year approaches, the practice will not be tolerated. He says children must be transported safely and in a dignified manner.
I'd like to appeal to taxi operators to desist, especially those who operate those station wagon taxis, to desist from putting the children in the trunk of the motor vehicle. It will not be tolerated. You will be prosecuted for doing that. We have already told the children not to allow anybody to put them in a trunk.
Mr. Hare was speaking in an interview with GIS News. He says in the upcoming academic year, the RSU will be intensifying its visits to schools, especially those in rural Jamaica, in an effort to educate children on acceptable transportation practices. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Hare.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.